Hello people from IGTV. Today I'm going to start doing videos right here on IGTV. I'm going to start talking about the chocolates that I taste, and since my main focus right now on YouTube and Facebook is doing the tasting in Spanish, I'm going to do a little resume in podcast version and video version for IGTV. Podcast for the podcast platforms. So for those of you that don't know who I am, I am a Venezuelan. I'm from Venezuela. I always was a little boy that was very passionate about chocolates and everything that you could gather around chocolates. I was first on that, a very passionate kid, you know, like most of kids, I think so. But my passion for chocolate was very different because I couldn't say no. If I had chocolate at home, I had to eat all of that at once and without waiting. And what do we do on this IGTV on my Instagram profile? I taste chocolates around the world, chocolates from different makers, from different origins, from different contents of cacao. I gravitate towards best makers, best chocolates, bean to bar concepts mainly right now. I started tasting a lot of supermarket chocolate, but since I could compare the quality of real chocolates, the chocolates that take a little bit more of work to do, I'm gravitating towards that much more even so right now. And without more introduction to this, because it's very simple, tasting chocolates, telling you what I think about them. This episode is about a maker, a Venezuelan maker that I met through Instagram. They're called Chocolates Pequeña Venecia. They're operating in Venezuela. They don't sell abroad. And I met them. I do an interview with them, and they're very nice people. And they sent me one. Three of their chocolates. They had three chocolates on the market there, and they have becoming very popular right now. I tasted the. They have three chocolates. That, like I said, they have a white chocolate that is very famous over there because there was a brand that was very common when I was a child there, and now they're making it in a bean to bar concept. They have the cocoa mass. They do it, they get it, because that's the one thing that they get. They get it artisanal made, and it has this yellowish color. And they showed me on that interview that is on YouTube, in case that you want to see. It's Spanish, little parentheses over there. But getting back, it's a good chocolate. They present it in that yellowish color. It's very rich. I don't have here for showing you. It's very rich. You feel tropical fruit, yeah, and the color, it's like a very clear mustard. It has a sandy texture when you eat it. They told me after I posted the video on Facebook and YouTube that that's the intention, because they do their chocolates very artisanal, and when you put it in your mouth, that's the intention that they want to get, because they don't want to process the chocolate very much. They want to sustain the flavor of the cacao and the cocoa mass right there. And it's very, very rich on flavor. It's fruity of all. You feel the milky from the milk chocolate, from the milk. But it's very nice. It's very nice, this chocolate. It surprised me a lot, the texture and the color. It's amazing because it looks very natural. Now, the second chocolate is a 55% milk chocolate. It's a little bit more for a milk chocolate that you will expect, but it's very nice. It has more than dark chocolate than usual, like I said. The flavor is very rich. I'm looking at my notes. The flavor is very rich. It's like a disco ball when you're in the disco, in the discotheque, you know, dancing and going, yeah, and all the lights turn on in different colors, boom, 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 boom. You feel that in your mouth. Your mouth goes to one flavor, then to another, then to another, then to another, because you feel the milk from the milk chocolate, then you feel the fruity flavors, then you feel a floral flavor, and they come and go, they come and go, and different parts in your mouth. So it's a very rich flavor, and it's very nice to feel that on the palate. That is the 55%. This was my favorite. Oh, it's changed because it's the one the front or camera, but it doesn't hurt. This one was my favorite. The 33% was very surprising for me, but this one was my favorite. And to finish the tasting, this time I got the 70% from them. It's completely the cocoa beans, and the making of the chocolate with sugar. Is a strong cacao flavor. When you got it in your hand, you felt it a little bit heavier than the other two chocolates. Feels very healthy because, you know, it's the cacao and 30% of sugar, you know, all that right there. You eat one little piece and it stays in your mouth, and you don't feel the necessity, I mean, to eat a little bit more, because with just one little piece, you feel very, very like pleased. You don't need to look for more chocolate, not like the typical supermarket chocolate that you eat a little piece, and because it's very sweet, you clinch to eat more of that. In this case, it doesn't happen because it's a bean to bar concept. It stimulates your mouth very much. It's like a rich wine, you know, when you drink a wine that has very rich flavors, your mouth gets very stimulated. You feel the same with this chocolate. Yeah, your mouth feels very stimulated. And this was all of this tasting. I'm sorry that I don't have the chocolates for you. Like I said, my main objective is to do the tastings for Facebook and YouTube.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.